was one of the jewels in the BBC Crown, but last night the Great British Bake Off began in its new home on Channel 4 with a new lineup. Gone are hosts Mel and Sue alongside judge Mary Berry and replaced by Sandy Toksvig, food writer Prue Leith and comedian Noel Fielding. Of course though, Paul Hollywood was still there from the original lineup. We'll talk about this now with commentator Andrea McVeigh. Hello, how are you?
I'm doing very well, thank you. The most controversial.
Oh, on your way.
Was putting peppermint into a mini roll.
What's wrong with that?
A nation is up in arms to put peppermint into a mini roll. But aside from that, the success of the show is all in the mix of ingredients. And basically,
please, no more puns. And if you say soggy bottom, you're off this show and banned for life. But you think did it translate well moving from the BBC to Channel 4?
Well, it did. Mary, who? You know, that's all I can say. They had the same thing. The camaraderie amongst presenters, the competitiveness mixed with the support between the contestants, the double entendres, the bunting, the same tent, the same music. I think, you know, 10 minutes in, it was hard to remember that it was ever any other way, because don't forget, it's the same production company making it. It only has switched channels. So the production company owns the rights to all the things like the setup and the creative ideas behind it. So, yeah, I thought it was good. And on social media, if you were following it on social media, it was pretty complimentary about it, all in all. What did you think?
It was very, very similar. I would agree with you in terms of what it was like on the BBC. But then some people were asking and would ask, well, look, Channel 4 has a reputation for being a bit different, a bit edgier. And I think their attempt to do that with this was to put your man Nolan, your man, what's his name, Noel Fielding. And therefore, I don't know, are they selling out a little bit just to try and ensure they get as many viewers as possible? As we say that, the viewing figures for last night are out, and it was 6.5 million watched it on. Whereas last year, I think on the BBC, it was 10 million, Gareth? 10 million for the first episode.
16 million people watched the finale in 2014. So, yeah, it is down. But then it was kind of like the figures when it started off on BBC Two. I think they got around 6 million, something like that. But
yes.
Noel Fielding is definitely a controversial choice. A lot was made about the chemistry between him and Sandy Toksvig.
See, I like Sandy Toksvig. I like her from that Radio 4 quiz she does.
And a safe pair of hands as well. I mean, obviously, yeah, the difference is Noel Fielding. He's a bit of an acquired taste. Not everybody likes him or his sense of humour. Either he downplayed his sense of humour.
Totally. Because he's quite wacky. If you don't know this guy, he's long black hair. If you didn't see it last night, he does lots of strange programmes, comedy things as well, and skits and that. But he is a bit edgy, I guess you would say. But he was very much vanilla last night, if you want to stick with the puns.
He was being vanilla. I mean, he's a surrealist. You know, he does all this crazy surreal stuff, and he didn't do any of that. Now, to me, it wasn't really Noel Fielding, but then to the people who were watching who don't know Noel Fielding, that's perfect. I just didn't think him and Sandy really sparked, but then maybe that's to come.
Look, I liked it. I'm just rushing because we're nearly out of time. It's almost time for Shan. He'll be talking about his. He might give you the wooden spoon. That's how Shan, I think, works, Andrea. But some of the technical challenge at the end, if you don't watch this programme, the different challenges throughout the programme, it was really... The standard was incredible. I felt nervous watching them.
I want a watermelon cake. Did you see that cake?
I did, but it looks... I don't like watermelon, so it looks stinking. Right, I know it's very hard to say at this point, but have you got a favourite?
Who's going to win? Flo, the older lady. I thought she was good.
Your man with a beard, the master baker, he was good. I think he'll do well. Don't remember his name yet.
Liam, the young pretender, only 19 years old. He's one to watch.
Oh, well, we'll see. Andrew McVeigh, thank you very much. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.